Today is Sunday at Beis Elul. It's interesting, they gave out the Kachabad magazine today. It's very, very sophisticated. You get three or four sections every week. And one of the sections that you get is called Aspaklaria, which is very nice. It's Poshta Hasidish section. It's for people interested in the nitty-gritty. And they published this week a Reshime, which the Friedrich Rebbe wrote at the very beginning of World War I, 1914. In August 1st, that Kufa. And then, of course, September. And it's essentially, it's the Rebbe's diary, as a vice priest upon him. And it describes the Rebbe's, Rashab's reaction to the war. The Rebbe refused to offer opinions about the war. He was just collecting information. Anybody who would pass by, he would ask him information. I mentioned to it on a previous occasion that the Rebbe Zayde, our Rebbe Zayde, the Rebbe of Gesundheit, the Baruch Schneer Zalman, who was a grandson of the Ravash, of the oldest of the Tzemach Tzedek's children, wrote in his diary, and it's been published, that he once came into the Rebbe Nishma Seidin, it was Thursday night, the Rebbe Seidin was taking a bath. I don't know exactly what the Tzir Chitayni was, but the Rebbe was bathing. He tells a funny, he was wearing some kind of clothes. And in those days, they bathed once a week. And the din is, and Shulchan Aruch, when a person bathes, you tell him lirfua. People don't know about these things. But the Zeishtet Shulchan Aruch, when a person bathes, you tell him it should be lirfua. So he walked in, the Baruch Shneir. He was such a close family member. So he walked in, and the Rebbe was bathing. And he walked in, and he said to the Rebbe lirfua. And the Rebbe was sitting and reading the papers about the war, reading out loud to the Rebbe about what was happening in the war. It's a very interesting thing. She was reading to him the news, Parshat, this is what he describes. But in any case, so they published this yesterday in the Aspaklaria, one of the sections of the Kfar Chabad magazine, some little details about the very beginning of the war. And it's interesting the Rebbe Rashab's reaction. And you must understand that the Rebbe Rashab anticipated this war 6 and 7 years earlier. In 1906, 1907, the Rebbe was in Germany and he saw Wilhelm, whom he hated like the Alter Rebbe hated Napoleon, same sinner. And he said to his son, from Friedrich Rebbe, "Er hat schon Pläne für eine ganze Milchama. I see on him, he has plans for a complete war." In other words, the Rebbe Nishma Seidin was not surprised by World War I, although he acted surprised, but Beruach Kotche, he anticipated and he hated the Germans. He saw the evil of the Germans. And the issue that he continuously articulated was the gaiva of the Germans, the arrogance. You know, it was like the Alter Rebbe talked about Napoleon. Fun the Igis Kedish. I once brought it in here, we learned it, about how the Mittler Rebbe speaks about how the Alter Rebbe talked about Napoleon. He says the downfall of Napoleon was he was the epitome of gaiva, of arrogance. I am self-sufficient. I don't need anybody. I don't need the Eibishtede, Chazachalena, Netzegeben. The Alter Rebbe kept on saying that this gaiva is going to crush him. And the same, the Rebbe Rashab had the same exact reaction to World War I, because there's so many similarities between how the Germans fought World War I and how the French fought the war 100 years earlier in 1812, where there was this arrogance, this sense of "I can do whatever I want." And the Rebbe kept on indicating this surprise at the gaiva, the arrogance. And eventually, I mean, the Germans, you know how many people died in World War I? I think 12 million people. Now, compared to the 40 million of World War II, it's less than a third, but it was historic. You know, they used to call it the Great War. They didn't call it World War I until there was a World War II. A devastating war brought on by one Meshuggah, by the Germans, and it was the gaiva of the Germans. So anyway, this is what they printed. This is not why I'm telling this to you. I'm just mentioning the Hagdama. The last two entries are for today and for tomorrow. Yud Beis Elul and Yud Gimel Elul. And the entry of the Beis Elul, the Rebbe writes, today is the anniversary of my father and my mother, Zolzang Gesundheit. The Friedrich Rebbe writes in his diary, today is the anniversary of my parents, the Rebbe Nishma Seidin and the Rebbe Tzin Shtene Sare. And if I recall correctly, he says that it's the 39th anniversary. 39th. They got married, Tav, Reish, Lamed, Hey, 1835. And now is Tav, Reish, Ayin, Dalet, 1914. Chapter Richtig. 1875 until 1914 is the 39 years. And of course he writes beautiful words about his parents, and then the next day, I'll talk about that tomorrow, I have to save some suspense, we'll talk about how he writes about himself, which is so compelling. It's such a painful. But I tell you, the Maisa says, I believe that it's brought in our Sfarim that the Rebbe is the Shabbos anniversary is Yudalev fellow, the 11th of Elul, if I'm not mistaken. But the Friedrich Rebbe writes it did Beis Elul. I didn't look this up. I was planning to look it up. I didn't have a chance. But that in the record it's brought in the Rishimis and so on that the birth, the anniversary of the Rebbe was saying is Yudalev fellow. But the Rebbe writes about Yud Beis Elul. It could be that they got married late in the night, so it was ready the next day. What? In the introduction of Ayom Yom, it's brought by the Rebbe Nishma Seidin that he got married. Nosas Bas Deide, he married his cousin, his first cousin. Harabanash then his daughter, but Toy Shabbos Kadesh, Yuda Aluf, Elul Tafelation. Lamed Hei. He says that it was the same like this year. Shabbos was Yuda Aluf El. He got married Matzah Shabbos, which is of course still Yud Beis, because now that I get married on Shabbos afternoon, so clearly the Kabbalah, everything started Matzah Shabbos Kadesh. So let's talk a little about the Rebbe Nishma Seidin's Chasene, as we like to do when we have opportunities and excuses. First of all, you should know that the Shidduch was made Noch B'chayif and Tzemach Tzedek. The Rebbe Rashab was engaged when he was about 4. And that was normal. That was the Seder. The Rebbe Nishma Seidin, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek was still alive. And I don't know if he was involved in the negotiations or not, but they have a document, a Shtar Tnoyim, a note of conditions that were set for the Chasene. And he writes over there that the two tzadim, that means the Rebbe Marash, who was then Ben Admor, the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, and Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, the Friedrich Rebbe writes about him also, Admor, who says the Friedrich Rebbe's maternal grandfather, after whom the Friedrich Rebbe is named. Tzemach Tzedek's sixth son. The Rebbe Marash was the seventh, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak was the sixth. He passed away in Tafresh Mem. He passed away the year that the Friedrich Rebbe was born. They made a Shidduch, I believe it was Tafresh Chav Hei, that would be 1865. And they set the date for the Chasana Elul Tofresh Lamed Hei, 10 years later. And they said, of course, how they used to write in those days, that the Chasana is going to be in Yerushalayim in HaKadosh, in the Holy City of Yerushalayim, and if Chasana Shalom, not, it'll be like the two tzadim will negotiate and agree where the Chasana should take place. And each tzad had to offer a certain amount of money, I think it was 1,000 ruble per year. And on the bottom of the page, you have in Tzad Yad Kotchev and Tzemach Tzedek, the Tzemach Tzedek writes, Dama Niyash Tatev, I'm going to give to this Chasana Kala 500 ruble kesef. The Tzemach Tzedek with a Zayde also said, I'm going to participate with the father of the chasn, the parents of the chasn, the parents of the kala, with also with a certain amount of money. So the shidduch was set way before, which was, like I said to you, perfectly normal in the Chlal HaMalach HaTzayin, especially in the Rebbe's Mishpachas, where they didn't have the kind of, you know, issues and Nadishkeit that most people suffer with. The Chelika mentioned, Tzadikim and Tzadkanias have a different kind of issue, it's a different kind of yachas altogether. And 10 years later, the Rebbe Rashab and his Rebbetzin, Shtenei Sadeh, got married in Avruch. Avruch is Ukraine. It's near Chernobyl. He was a son-in-law of Rabbi Yankiv Yisrael Cherkasid. Rabbi Yankiv Yisrael Cherkasid. Yisrael Cherkasid was a son of Rabbi Motala Chernobylev, who was in turn a son of Rabbi Nocham Chernobylev. And there's a whole story about this Shidduch, which I'll share with you. Why not? I'll tell you the story. It's a famous sipur about this Shidduch. It's an interesting sipur, Zayir. But I'll tell you the whole story. I'm telling you the story. I'm going to say the ganze meise. The Bicher de Masmid, Bam Friyeh Bikin Rebbe, the Bicher de Masmid was a big chosid. He was a big makushid. He was very connected to Friyeh Bikin Rebbe. And the Bicher de Masmid, once by a Fabrenya, Bam Friyeh Bikin Rebbe took mashke. Took l'chaim. Took a lot of l'chaim. Because he wanted to say something, and in front of the Rebbe, it wasn't easy to talk. So he had to help himself speak. The Rebbe once in a Favreng had mentioned Ichi the Masmid's Mashke, and he laughed and he said, Kinsachata Nishkedaft. He didn't need too much to be happy because the man never ate. It was a skeleton, it was skin and bones. And he said, L'chaim, could be with the Simchas Torah. And then he said some Friedrich and Rebbe, Rebbe Goyal Tzedek, those are his words. Rebbe Goyal Tzedek, Ichi Vil Reden. Rebbe Goyal Tzedek, righteous redeemer, Ichi wishes to speak. So the Rebbe answered, I'm not interested. So, you see the Ruch HaKedesh for feeling Rebbe. So the Bicher de Masmid says to the Rebbe, oh, but it's Negeya dem Rebbe. It has to do with the Rebbe. It touches the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says to him, but it's Negeya mir veisach. If it has to do with me, I know already. So the Rebbe's not going to let him speak, so he stopped drinking. An hour went by, and he sobered up. So the Friedrich Rebbe turns to the Bicher de Masmid, it's the Kenster detail. Now you can tell your story. So the preacher has to feel the Gerebim, it's the Ken Richard in the tale. Now Richard cannot speak. After the Fabrengen, understandably, everybody was curious to know what just transpired, so they ran over to the Richard. He told them a compelling story, made him become Maisa. And the Maisa is that the Mizitra Maggid said that Mashiach is going to come either from the oldest of his Talmidim or from the youngest. That the Mizitra Maggid said Mashiach is going to be a descendant either from the oldest of his Talmidim or from the youngest of his Talmidim. Who was the oldest of the Midian Maggid? Reb Nachum Chinabalei. Who was the youngest? The Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe wanted to make a shidduch with the Nachum Chinabalei. The Nachum Chinabalei was much older than the Alter Rebbe. Much older, much older. Much, maybe 20, 25 years older. They were good friends. But his son, Reb Matle Chinabalei, was not such a good friend of the Alter Rebbe's. And that's putting it mildly. So the Alter Rebbe wanted a chaparan and make a shidduch with the Nachum Chinabalei because later it would be not possible. But there was nobody of marriageable age. The children were married, the grandchildren were children. So in any case, he didn't think much of it, and he went to Chernobyl of Shabbos, in front of Chernobyl of Shabbos. And Nochem Chernobyl, the Alter Rebbe came to Nochem Chernobyl, it was the greatest simcha that could possibly be, and they had a gehoibin of Shabbos, two tzaddikim gemurim. The Nochem Chernobyl was fat from Omen Yehesh Medabe, knew. In any case, Motzei Shabbos, so they went to Shep Vasef on a Kes Chamin. They went to the well to draw water, to cook up water for Kes Chamin. Motzei Shabbos is a minute to drink water from that you cook from a well because of the school of the Be'eder Shal Miriam. So they walked to the well. They walked to the well. And the Nochem Chinoble, though he was the senior, and Alter Rebbe was the junior, but Alter Rebbe was his guest. He was the host. So he carried the two barrels of water on his shoulder. He was an old man. And they went, they matangi shopped, they filled up the barrels, and they're walking back and they were talking. And they were so engrossed, they stopped in the middle of the market, and they stood as the Nochem Chernobyl stood with the barrels and showed the whole night. And he and the Alter Rebbe stood in conversation till like 4 or 5 in the morning. When Yidden got up, Mashkim Ekum got up early to go say Tillim, and they see two Yidden standing in the market, a young man is talking, and an old man is standing holding two barrels of water. And they go close to see it's Derid Eber. It was a mudna, it was a very strange sight. Until there was a ganze oilem tzachzamin geklidin, they're standing and watching this very strange scene. Until the two tzaddikim realized that they're being observed. So they went away. So Nochem says, Alter Rebbe, what's the thing you come in? This is after a whole Shabbos together. So the Alter Rebbe says, you come in time a shidduch. I came to make a shidduch. So Nochem Chinoble says, I don't have anybody to make it get married now. Alter Rebbe says, I don't either. Let's anticipate. He says, no problem. And Nachum Chernobyl had many children, and they all lived with him. And Nachum Chernobyl was very poor. So the way it was by him was that there was one large room where all the boys slept, and there was one large room where all the girls slept. All the Einiklach. In other words, they were not divided by families. All the boys, all first cousins, that means that Nachum Chernobyl's children's children, slept in one room. So he says to the Alter Rebbe, Clyde, pick! So Alter Rebbe went from bed to bed. They looked at the sleeping boys. They were very little, very young. Mamish little, could be even before Apshenis. Very young. And Alter Rebbe looked at each one. When he came to the Yankee, he saw Cherkase. He says, Ich will them. I want this one. So they went out. They called Reb Matla Chinabala, the father of the Yingele, that says the Mechutin. And they made a kinyin and Tnoyim and Shrein. Alter Rebbe left. And a few years later, Reb Nachum Chinabala was nostalgic. The Yankee Vesel was still a little boy. One day, the Baruch Mezhebezhe comes to Chernobyl, and he sees the little boy, and he runs to the Matla Chernobyl, and he says, shidduch. So the Matla Chernobyl says, what could be better to do a shidduch when the Baruch Mezhebezhe is an enikel? Please, by all means. Ich will dem, I want this one. So he tells him, he's taken. He's taken, so break the shidduch. He says, my tati gave out the shidduch. My father made the shidduch, and tat the shidduch, but it's nishbedech. He says, let's haste, gay off and see him, go to the oil, and get permission from your father and break the shidduch. So Matla Chernobyl, who himself was not particularly enamored with Alter Rebbe, and the Baruch Mezhebezhe was outspokenly critical of Alter Rebbe, says, okay, he'll go to the tzion. He goes to his father's tzion, and he comes back, and the Baruch Mezhebezhe says, Vusa de tate gezoekt, what did your father say? Nishbrech adam shidduch. I shouldn't break the shidduch. Afile faburich, he says, even for burich. Afile fahindet burich, even for 100 burichs. This shidduch is sealed. So the Alter Rebbe is Einikol, I think her name was the Veda Leia or Chana, I'm not sure, married the Bianchi Vesel Cherkasa. The Chernobyl is an Einikol. And the Alter Rebbe then traveled to Chernobyl of Chasene, and he was in Chernobyl of Chasene. So Rebbe Yossi put him about that school for the Alter Rebbe was in Chernobyl. The Chasene took place in the Sava Kale, in Chernobyl. So the families got together, the oldest and the youngest got together. This couple, Rebbe Yisrael Cherkasser and his Rebbe, I think her name was Zvera Leah, I'm almost sure, if not Zvera Leah Chana, had a daughter whose name was Chana Take. Her name was Zvera Leah, their name Chana. And when their Chana was growing up, the Tzemach Tzedek made again a Shidduch. The same two families converged a second time. And the Rebbe Cherkasser's tochter, the Rebbe's daughter, married Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak, the Tzemach Tzedek's son. So now these two families, with the Zijra Magid said Mashiach would come either from the oldest or the youngest, had married twice. And the Cherkasse, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, was Tzemach Tzedek's son, and he went to live in Cherkas by his Shver. Tzemach Tzedek was not happy about it. They printed down the Igris. Tzemach Tzedek wanted his sons to all live in Lubavitch, and he became Gad HaPelesh Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Avrutcher, the Tzemach Tzedek's son, he came to Avrutcher, he started to say Chabad Chassidus, and the people went Meshuggah. He ended up becoming a Polish Rebbe. He wrote to his father that the reason he's staying in Avruch is because he has Parnassah. A Rebbe was a Parnassah. So Tzemach Tzedek says, please come live in Lubavitch, I'll support you. Parnassoscha Alai, I want you to be in Lubavitch. And he didn't listen. The Shver, his father-in-law, is the same Chosen who a few years before told his Shver that he's a Mishtadl to Davin and Betzibur. The famous story, how he davened very long, he became a Polish Gutarid. He became not a Chabad Rebbe, but a Chagas Rebbe. And then they made a shidduch a third time. The Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak's daughter married the Rebbe Rashab, Rebbe Sishtemeser. So three times over, the oldest and the youngest, the Mishra Magid's Talmidim, had a shidduch, and there was one descendant, the Friedrich Rebbe. So the Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak, it says the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe Goyal Tzedek, he took it bepashtus, because this was the heir of both of these families that intermarried three times in succession, and the Friedrich Rebbe was the only offspring, the only child. The Rebbe Rashab had only one son. In any case, this is the secret. But the story has complications. The complications were that the Rebbe Maharash very, very much wanted the Chasana should be in Lubavitch. He wanted very much a Chasana should be in Lubavitch. And upon him, he had Tlimizdika reasons. Apparently, the Rebbe, the Maharash understood that the Chasana, Baruch Yis, was going to take place in Lubavitch, Balavach. The Chasana was going to be in Lubavitch anyway. But the Avruche, the brother, the Maharash, the older brother, Tainid, Tzadakala. The Chuppah belongs to the Kala. She gets those rights. So the Davar, the Maharash said to his brother, and the Chutn, Ich gib dir a Chasan. I'm giving you a Chasan who's going to his Chuppah. Purer than Yankov Avinu, he says to him. And you're arguing with me about Tzadak Kala. This is what the Rebbe Maharash said about his son, the Rebbe Shmasei. The bottom line is the Chasna took place in Avruch. And the Rebbe Maharash did not go to the Chasna. The official explanation was health. As they say the Lashon, the Iker, me time, me brius. But upon him, as to under the Sibes Echet. The Rebbetzin went, the Rebbetzin Ifke went. And the Rebbe Maharash stayed in Lubavitch. And he made a Chasna in Lubavitch. Without a Chasna Kala. In other words, he traveled with his son, the Chosn, quite a distance. And there's a story about that too. They came to a train station, and the Maharash sat down, there was no seats. So two Chosn, two Chsidim, got on their hands and knees. The Maharash sat on one Chosid, and the Rebbe Rashab, the Chosn, sat on another Chosid, and the Maharash sat Chsidis in the train station. And it's like a fit, like a Valdike. His Rachavos, the Maharash behaved very comfortable in a public place. So the Kopas, the competition, didn't like that the Maharash spread guy, so they sent the police to arrest him for disturbing the peace. Who are you coming to our train station and make so much noise? So the police chief ran over to the Rebbe Maharash, and he wants to arrest him. And he said to him, advise me the papin, I want to see your papers. So the Rebbe Maharash puts his hand in his pocket, and he pulls out his papers, and he shows them to the police chief, and the police chief turns green. And the Rebbe Maharash says, now let me see your papers. And the police chief starts to tremble hand and foot. The Rebbe Maharash had what was called the Ezrach Nichbud Adereisa, a citizen, an honorary citizen for all generations, which he had from his father, from the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, after the Asif HaTafresh Gimel, which is a story unto itself. And the Rebbe Maharash had tremendous clout. He was, and with this clout, he fought with the king himself, and he almost paid with his life. But he was at Ezrach Nichbud Adereisa. I mentioned to you once before that the Friedrich Rebbe told the Rebbe that even though the government gave so much honor to the family, we never felt safe. This is what the Friedrich Rebbe says. They gave us all this covet, and they gave us all these documents and all this honor. We always felt that we're being watched. We never felt safe. That's why there was a lot of things that the Chabad Rebbeim didn't do in terms of the Hisrachus, the Breitkeit, the richness of Chassidus Chabad, because they always felt eyed. Behave or else. But they officially had these documents. And there's a Mavus the Sipur that one Chassid said to the Marash, I forgot the lesson, but I'm not telling of Emin State, Baruch Tia Mikol Amim. On whom does it written? Baruch Tia Mikol Amim. You should be blessed by all the Goyim, all the nations. In any case, the Rebbe Rashab went on to the Chasana, and the Rebbe Marash came back to Lubavitch, and the Chassidim were with the Rebbe Marash, and they fabrenged a week. And in that week, the Rebbe Marash said Chassidus 32 times in 1 week. That's on average between 4 and 5 times per day, said Chassidus. And the Chassidus is Nishgedruk, we don't have it. But upon him, and the Chassan went to Avruch for the Chassana, and he sent along a shliach, because he said to his son, the Rebbe, Rashab, Ashtraimul Trokstu Nor in Lubavitch. He said to his son, the Rebbe, Ashtraimul, you were only in Lubavitch. I'll give you a little background for those who do not know. The Lubavitch Rebbeim wore Shtraimuls. In fact, now the Lubavitch Rebbe wore Shtraimuls, the Lubavitch Rebbeim wore Bidei Lovan. They dressed in white, like you see it in the Machzadik. The Big Day Shabbos were Big Day Lach, they wore white silk. There's a Bevus the Sipa that when the Mittler Rebbe was arrested, he came into the courtroom with the white Big Day Shabbos, the silken Big Day Shabbos. He looked like a Melech. And the Hasidim were afraid that it would have an adverse effect. But when he walked in, everybody in the room, the reverence, his presence, and his outfit humbled everybody, including the people who had him arrested in the first place. The first three Chabad Rebbeim wore Bidei Lovan. They wore white silk. The Rebbe Marash wore it sometimes, as Ishtei Deloshin. The Rebbe Rashab said to Tzidik Rebbe, I don't feel worthy of wearing Bidei Lovan. I met a Yid who's into Kabbalah, and he told me, how come we don't wear white? Habacham Das Gezot. I told him this, that the first three Chabad Rebbeim wore white, the Rebbe Marash sometimes. The Rebbe Rashab said he didn't feel, he was very upset. And Kisva Rizal says, Rizal wore white. You know, so why can't we wear white? I said, listen, the Rebbeim wore white. Chassidim, even the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim didn't wear Bidei Lovan Shabbos. But they wore shtraimels. The Rebbe Rashab wore shtraimel. But the Rebbe Rashab Manash told him only on Lubavitch. On Kahava, when the Rebbe Rashab was out of Lubavitch, he never wore a shtraimel. The last 4 years of his life, he was in Rostov. He didn't wear shtraimel b'chlal. 3 times it says that the Rebbe Rashab said he wanted to have the Avid of Lubavitch, and he put on a shtraimel outside of Lubavitch. But this was the Herod. His father gave him a Lubavitch. Only in Lubavitch he wear a shtraimel. And he knew that the Mechutin, the Avrutche, is not going to suffer a chosin without a shtraimel. So he figures that in the middle of the chuppah, he's going to take off the Rebbe Rashab's hat. Now the Rebbe Rashab was Sachakel 14 years old. And he was marrying the daughter of a Tzadik Gomer. He wasn't going to argue with a shver. So he sent a longer chassid with an extra hat. And he told him that if the middle of the chuppah, the Avruche will put a shtraimel on his head, you'll take off the shtraimel and put back on the hat. Unkachave, in the middle of the chuppah, the Mechutin took off the Rebbe's hat and put on a shtraimel. The chassid ran over, took off the shtraimel, put on a hat, and the Richard did not prepare 2 shtraimels. He prepared only 1 shtraimel. The Rebbe Rashab never wore a shtraimel out of Lubavitch. And you should know that when the Friedrich Rebbe became Rebbe, he also wore only a hat. The first time the Friedrich Rebbe put on a shtraimel, because of this Heirah, a shtraimel truck known Lubavitch, was by our Rebbe's chassane, the Friedrich Rebbe put on a shtraimel. And he didn't put on his father's shtraimel taki, he put on his grandfather's, the Rebbe Marash shtraimel. The shtraimel, the hat, the Friedrich Rebbe wore was the Rebbe Marash shtraimel. And in the cholim, which is printed in the beginning of the Rebbe's Rishimis, the Friedrich Rebbe said to him that he saw his father in a dream, and his father said to him, a dying father in Hitler. Thank you for the hat. Thank you for the shtraimel. But this was the story. In any case, so they got married. They had Sheva Brachas. And right after Sheva Brachas, Chassan Kala came to live in Lubavitch. Because this was negotiated, that the Dovra Poshet, that this chassan needs his father. In other words, usually a chassan gets married, he lives in the kala's house. That was the tradition for years. But the Rebbe Rashab was the Rebbe Nishma Seidin, and his father was Rebbe Marash, and the chinuch and hadracha that he needed, only his father the Rebbe could give him. So this was for, the chutn agreed that the chassan is not going to live by him. So they moved back to Lubavitch, right after the chassan. Now the Rebbe Rashab was 14, going on 15, how old was his kala? Efshe Fufsen, maybe 15, maybe 16. I mean, it was not uncommon for the kala to be older. They became chosn at 4. There was no reason the kala couldn't be 5 or 6. But she was very young. She was away from home. It was very hard on her. It was extremely difficult on the Rebbe. Shtem said, very, very difficult. And when he came back to Lubavitch, his father said to him, Ichob fadir alev mevin, he told him. I have for you a lev, a heart, lamed beis, to indicate that he said chassidus 32 times during the week of Sheva Brachas when the Rebbe wasn't present. A lev, a heart maven that gives havon understanding. Agris from Tav. Regards from my father, that means the Tzemach Tzedek. Hastis, that Beruchni is upon him. This is my interpretation. The chasna took place in Lubavitch. The Tzemach Tzedek was in Lubavitch, not in Ovidich. This is the story. There's a sipur which I'm just going to tell you agav, that a little while after this chasna, the Rebbe Shmuel had a dream where he takis saw the Rebbeim. He saw the Alter Rebbe, he saw the Mittler Rebbe, he saw the Tzemach Tzedek in a cholam. And it was very, very unnerving, a young boy. Very unnerving, very unsettling to see the Rebbeim. He was 15, 16, 17 years old. And in the morning, his father calls him and says to him, what did you dream? And the Defini Kebbe describes that his father, when his father says to him, what did you dream last night? He became so emotional, he started to tremble. And his father says to him, can you can relax. It's not such a terrible thing. It's Nisha Degevelach. And he made the Rebbe Nishma say, repeat, what he saw the Rebbeim as a young bachar, the Rebbe Rashab, a young chassid. And they lived in Lubavitch. And the Rebbe Shtenesara was very alone. You think it's easy to marry to a tzaddik? It's not. It's not. Because a tzaddik has 24 hours in a day, and every minute he's serving the Eibishter. And it was very hard on her, very difficult on her. And she used to tell the story, the Rebbe Shtenesara. She passed away in New York. She's buried on the oil. The Rebbe bought the place here in Queens for her, in Tofshin Bay. So Yom Tov Tishrei, Gimel Shvat, 1942. She lived a long time. The Rebbe since had long arichas yomim. And she would tell the story how she was very short, and everyone in the Beis Rav was very tall, and she was very self-conscious. She felt very inadequate. And one day, the Rebbe Marash saw her, and saw her mood, so he says to her, "Kurtze beime give good fruit." He says, "Small trees produce good fruit." And they were married 5 years. They had no children. And this also hurt her very deeply. And then, of course, the Bavusta Sipur, I told the story to you so many times, that Simchas Teda, Tofresh Men, in Shul by Hakosas, she saw everybody dancing, and she saw the children, and she became so upset that she started to cry in Shul. And she fell asleep. And in a dream, she saw her Zedis. I mean, the details I forget at the moment, but she used to tell the story. The Rebbe Shishtenesara would tell the story herself. And they told her that you should give 24 rubles to tzedakah from the Negin Geld. 24 rubles tzedakah from your own money. Mr. Hartman Gutenson, you'll have a good son. So she pawned pelts. And she pawned the fur. And she gave Taka 40 rubles tzedakah from her own money. And she used to finish off the story by saying, "Un yenim yar bistu geboren geworden." She used to say to Friedrich Rebbe, "Un yenim yar, that year you were born." That was the year for the Friedrich Rebbe was born. And just to finish off with the Bavusta Sipur, that Bishas, the Friedrich Rebbe's bris, so naturally the Sandik was Rebbe Marash, the Zayde, who was still alive. The Marash passed away when the Friedrich Rebbe was close to 3 years old. A little bit past two. And he was holding the little boy, and the Rebbe started crying. So the Rebbe Marash said to the baby, "Vos veinstu, as du vest oizvaksen, vest zayna Rebbe, and vest zog mechsidis, b'sofa beruru." Why are you crying? You'll grow up, you'll be a Rebbe, you'll say chesidis b'sofa beruru, with a clear tone. This is what the Rebbe Marash said. And this is a little bit of the story about the chasana of the Rebbe Nishma Seidin and his Rebbetzin. We know that tomorrow is the Friedrich Rebbe's anniversary, so we'll talk about them too. Believe me, the Rebbe's just helped.